Well, if you would, turn with me to the sixth chapter of Matthew, and we'll read from verses 5 to 13. The text is on page 811 in the Pew Bibles in front of you. It's page 811. Matthew 6, verses 5 to 13. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thus far, in our study of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that the Lord Jesus gives us as an example of how we ought to pray, we come to the start. The first two words, Our Father, will be our focus for this evening. These words teach us that we are to go to God in prayer through faith in Christ. And that is a sermon in a sentence. Christian, go to our Father in prayer through his Son in faith. We'll be meditating on the text through two questions. The first is, how is God Father? And the second is, how is God our Father? Let's answer the first question. How is God Father? The first instinct is perhaps to think that God is the Father of all men through creation. And in a narrow sense, this is true. In Acts 17, 28, Paul argues, using the words of a Greek poet, that all men are God's offspring in the created sense. However, as the Puritan Thomas Watson said, there is little comfort in this. For God is Father in the same way to the devils by creation. But he that made them will not save them. No, if we wish to follow the example of our Lord and truly pray to God as our Father, then he must be our Father in a greater and truer sense. For us to be true children of God, he must be our Father through regeneration and adoption. Regeneration is to be born again, or born from above. In John 3:3, Jesus tells Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If we are to see the kingdom of God, if we are to have a room in the Father's house, then we must be born again. But we might ask, as Nicodemus did, how can we be born again? We play no role in our physical birth. We do not bring it about. We do not consent to it. We do not choose the time and place of it. And we do not choose our Father. So too in our spiritual birth. We do not cause ourselves to be born again. The Father brings about our new birth through the Holy Spirit convicting us of our sins and of our need for Christ to save us from our sins. In our physical birth, we were born into the fallen nature of Adam. Spiritually dead, not children of God, but enemies. The Bible teaches in Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 5, that we were dead, separated from God by our sin, and children of wrath rather than children of God. But because of God's great love for us, he gives us new life, new birth, and he makes us sons through his Son. The Lord Jesus is the true, eternal, only begotten Son of the Father. He is Son by eternal generation, and we by regeneration. He is the second and greater Adam. In Adam came death, and in the Lord Jesus comes life. As 1 Corinthians 15, 22 says, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Through faith in Christ, the only begotten Son, we become adopted sons. We who are not children of the Father by natural birth become children through adoption. Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 6 says, in love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In Christ, we have been adopted as children of the Father through faith in the Son, due to nothing inherent in ourselves. We see in verse 5 of Ephesians 1 that we are adopted to the Father through the Son. And why? For his glory, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace. He chose us, who were not his children, to become his children. We must say, as the apostle did in 1 John 3:1, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And if we have become sons of the Father, then we ought to behave as sons of the Father. If we are sons of the King, then we ought to carry ourselves properly. No longer are we slaves to sin, but the Son has set us free. As Romans 8, verses 15 to 17 says, for you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. We are to cry out, Father, wholly reliant on him, for he has loved us and adopted us. It is good and right to go to God in prayer, referring to him as God, Lord, or a number of other reverent titles. But only sons and daughters can approach the throne of grace saying, Father. We can go to our Father anytime, with any need, and he will hear and answer. We can go to our Father even when we do not know what we ought to say or how we ought to phrase our petition. You've probably heard a child speak unintelligibly to his father, and yet the father perfectly understands what the child meant to say. How much more so with our Heavenly Father? So Romans 8, verse 26 says, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. Furthermore, we ought to address God as Father because that is the example the Lord Jesus gave when he was incarnate on the earth. In all but one of his recorded prayers, he goes to God the Father as Father. And we can take heart whenever we go to our Father in prayer that Jesus is also praying for us, as we're told in Hebrews 7:25. This intercession of the Lord Jesus, our elder brother, is how we are able to approach God as Father, and brings us to our second question. How is God our Father? That God is our Father means we are united in his family. First, we are united to Christ. The Lord Jesus is our elder brother. The Bible says in Hebrews 2, verses 10 and 11, for it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. This is staggering. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the one through whom all things were made and through whom all things are sustained, stoops down and suffers on behalf of sinners, rebels against him, to save and to sanctify them, to bring many sons to glory. And he is not ashamed to call us brothers. As one Christian said, our elder brother is one with us and yet infinitely above us. Romans 8:29 says, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. We're being made more like the Lord Jesus along with our brothers. These many brothers brings us to another point of unity. If God is our Father, then we will also have unity with his other children. We will have unity with the church. Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22, teaches that we are fellow citizens and members of the household of God with those who are trusting in Christ. We are one in Christ, being built into a dwelling place for God. Jesus told his disciples in John 13:35 that people would know they were his disciples by their love for one another. This is a point of encouragement I have for the saints at Arlington Baptist. You all love one another. Keep it up. Keep walking together in brotherly love. Keep going in prayer to our Father for each other. Keep rejoicing in each other's happiness and bearing each other's burdens and sorrows. Keep living out our church covenant. Continue to pray through the membership directory for one another. Pray God's word for God's people, relating to them as brothers and sisters. From this morning sermon in Colossians 3, we can pray, Father, help our brother Caleb to put away any practices of the old self and to put on the new self. And Father, continue to cause our sister Katie to be renewed in the knowledge after the image of her Creator. And remember our brothers and sisters yet to be born again. Pray that the Holy Spirit would convict them of their sin and of their need for Christ to bring them into the Father's family through repentance and faith. Go continuously, boldly yet humbly, as dependent children, to the Father in prayer. Praise Him for who He is. Delight as a child to be in the presence of the Father. Long for His will to be done. Ask for what you need, knowing that He will give you what you truly need. Ask for forgiveness for how you have done wrong, knowing that your elder brother, Jesus, has paid for it. Ask for Him to strengthen you and lead you away from future sins. And ask for deliverance from evil, knowing that He will keep and protect you. But can you ask these things in confidence? Can you cry out confidently to God, Abba, Father? You have a Father. Just as surely as you have a human Father, you have a spiritual Father. Jesus tells us in John 14:6 that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through Him. God is perfect, righteous, and just. He is the creator and the sustainer of all things. He created man in His image, but the first man and woman disobeyed God and rebelled against Him. And you have rebelled against Him. God has written His law on your heart, but you have gone your own way. Your conscience bears witness against you. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. The Lord Jesus took on flesh, lived the perfect and sinless life that none have lived, died for the sins of His people, and rose again to save sinners, to bring many sons to glory. Repent of your sins, turn away from them, and trust in the Lord Jesus alone for your salvation. Friend, come to the Father through the Son in faith. Let's go now to our Father in prayer. Our Father, thank You that through the Lord Jesus, our elder brother, we can come to You, the Holy God, the Creator of all things, the just Judge, and the Eternal King. We thank You that we can come to You as children. We pray we will rely on You alone and come before You with every need, crying out, Father. We pray that we will honor You and give Your holy name the glory that it is due. We pray we will live as Your sons and daughters, and that we will do Your will each day. May we come to You each day, requesting what we need in humility, gratefulness, and confidence that You will provide exactly what we need. We ask that You forgive us our sins and lead us far from them. Lead us to walk in righteousness and not in deeds of darkness. Enable us, through the forgiveness You have given us in Christ, to forgive those who have wronged us in much smaller ways. Give us love for You and love for our brothers and sisters. Continue to bring many sons to glory. Preserve us and keep us for our good and for Your great glory. We pray these things to You, our Father, through faith in the Son and in His name. Amen.